Hey, this is Stavros, and you're listening to Too Cold to Cry on BFF.fm. Thanks so much for tuning in this evening for an hour-long set of post-punk music. And the theme that ties together the set, or the consistent aesthetic quality to all these songs, is the use of drum machines and electronics. And I was really looking for music that was minimalist, I think, in its approach, and also involved a lot of sass and attitude, which isn't hard to find among the artists in the set. And I think that it evokes a certain kind of feeling, if we can call it that, because of course a lot of this music, the affect is pretty flat, the emotions feel pretty absent. There's a kind of coldness, a too coldness, if you will, that's really, you know, pervades, I guess, the music that we'll be listening to. So I hope that that's what you're in the mood for tonight, if that is a mood, in fact. We started things off with some German post-punk from Velklung, and we've got some more music from Jezebel. This is Chinese Dragon. Thanks again for tuning in. This is Stavros, and you're listening to Too Cold to Cry on BFF.fm.
Who's gonna stop me?
kaum bescheiden, fast wie du und ich. Doch völlig menschlich sind sie nicht. Es gibt da etwas, das vermissen sie sehr. Sie haben keine Eigenschaften mehr.
Hinter Gitterstäben, dann kam sie, ich begann zu leben. Ich träumte in der Dunkelheit, auch von diesem Übel hat sie mich befreit. Oh, ich lieb sie, ah, 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 ich lieb sie, ah, 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 ich lieb sie, ah, 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 ich lieb nur sie, nur sie, nur dich. Ich lebte hinter Masken, sie hat sie mir zerrissen. Das war sehr nett von ihr. Mein ganzes Herz schenkte ich nur ihr. Oh, ich lieb sie. Ah, 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 ich lieb sie. Ah, 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 ich lieb sie. Ich lieb nur sie, nur sie, nur sie, nur dich. Dann sagte sie ein Wort und schon war sie fort. Ich stürzte und ich fiel und ich schrie. Ich begreif das nie. Ich begreif das nie. Ich lieb sie.
Komm, gib mir deine Hand. Wir gehen zusammen ins Wunderland. Da gibt es nur Honigbäume und Marmelade. Komm, gib mir deine Hand.
Ich lieb nur sie, nur sie, nur sie. Doch ich lieb sie.
Nur zum Spiel. Nur zum Spaß. Nur zum Spiel. Thank you. nur zum Spaß, nur zum Spiel. Nur zum Spaß, nur zum Spiel. Wir wollen doch nicht zu viel.
Hey, this is Stavros, and you're listening to Too Cold to Cry on BFF.fm. Thanks so much for tuning in this evening for an hour-long set of post-punk music, which you may or may not find alienating, maybe at certain points, and at other points, not quite as much. I'm really excited to be joined in the studio right now by Beatrix Gravesgaard of Astral Projection fame, and also just Danny of...
Danny.
Just Danny.
Yeah, the handle's Danny Scoville.
The handle's Danny Scoville of Rollover Easy fame.
Yeah. And Astral Projection Radio Hour.
And Astral Projection Radio Hour. Yeah. I apologize.
Apparently I just live at the Secret Alley now.
This is what happens. You go on one show, then you slowly go on them all.
Yeah, it's my third time in this week.
Yeah.
It's a kind of contagion.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I highly recommend listening to the archives to the show she did on my show on Tuesday. And which probably was... our most... tweet addable show we've done yet. So many people quote unquote called in, which is really just tweeting in.
It was so much
we had
fun.
a lot of listeners, a lot of callers.
So Beatrix, can you give me a crash course on how to get people to tweet at you in your show, because that never happens to me?
Do you have a Twitter handle?
Well, I don't have one of those, which is probably the
step
first
one.
okay, so that's step one. What's step two?
Then I'll follow all of the other DJs.
Okay.
Because they will boost your shows.
Yeah.
And then when you're talking on air, ask listeners to tweet in.
Wow.
You could say things like, poll, am I alienating you? You could do a Twitter poll.
Show of hands. Yeah.
People could send in requests.
Requests. Interesting.
Uh-huh. It's great. It is like having... like call in listeners.
Yeah. So three very intuitive steps that make a lot of sense to me. Thank you.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm torn, because if I'm trying to alienate my audience, then asking them to interact with the show might be counterproductive. But that's something that maybe I need to work out. That's like a personal thing.
Like
that's
maybe you would respond well to like offering polls.
Polls, I kind of like.
Yeah.
Right. Data, it's numbers.
Yeah.
It's data, that's numbers. Easier for me to handle. Human interactions, I find, unsettling and abrasive. But numbers, those are my friends. Right. Cold things. Right.
Cold things. Good
things numbers. Without a pulse. Do we have anything to look forward to in the next episodes of Astral Projection?
You know, I don't know how we're going to top having Danny on this week. That was pretty magical.
I'm gonna come back at some point.
Yeah, we barely scratched the surface. Mm-hmm. And
a lot more to unpack there.
People just seemed to really respond well to it.
That's great.
And she's got a great radio presence.
I would concur.
Yeah.
Danny,
this isn't weird at all.
How about for Rollover Easy? Anything we have to look forward to for the next week or for your segment in particular?
Oh my goodness. I do already have my song and spot picked out, ready to go.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's a good poppy jam. Not alienating at all. It's one that all the people will love, unless, of course, you really hate pop, then you'll hate it.
I really like the hints that you give on Twitter, as, you know, one
okay,
does.
I've heard about this, yeah.
I'm engaged on Twitter with Danny and her song and spot hints.
She no gives one you, like, can a ever hint. Figure them out,
yeah,
though.
She gives, like,
they're
a hint, and
obscure.
She gives you a gif, usually. Like,
wait, so have you thought about doing, like, a, what do you call that? Where you have the hints and there's like you're hunting for different treasures and you have to go to different places. No, it's like a
scavenger hunt.
Scavenger hunt. Thank you. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Have you thought about doing anything like that? Something more interactive?
Oh, that'd be really cool. You know, right now I've got a Google map where there's pins dropped for all the spots and they're linked to Spotify songs. So if you're like out in the town and you're like, I really want to know what to listen to here.
I like that.
Yeah. There's a map for that.
So interactive.
That's super cool. Wow. Wow. This is amazing. Well, I applaud you guys and your ability to connect with other human beings.
I also can highly recommend getting yourself a guest spot on Rollover Easy, because they give you a donut of your choice and
donut
coffee.
And coffee.
Did you guys know that today is National Donut Day, by the way?
I did not.
That's a real thing. Yeah.
Yeah, like an hour and a half to go. Thanks a lot.
The sands in the hourglass quickly skittering through.
On donut day.
On donut day. Time is wasting. No more donuts after this. This is the end. Cool. Okay, so we've got more Alienating or Not Alienating Be Sick coming up for you.
Tweet at us.
Tweet at me. Tweet at Astral Projection. Or Rollover Easy. But you can tweet for Stavros. It's cool. It's like, you know, it's like back when we used to have just landlines and stuff, and you could have just people call for you at your friend's house and stuff. Yeah. That was a thing.
Tweet right? at Witch Radio and I will relay the message telepathically.
Thank you so much, Beatrix. I appreciate it. But yeah, so this next song is Time to Get Up by Los Microwaves. You're listening to Too Cold to Cry on BFF.FM. I'm your host, Stavros, and thanks again to Beatrix and to Danny for joining me in the studio.
Happy to be here.
The time is 12:50. Exactly.
It's 6 o'clock. It's time to get up. It's 6 o'clock. It's time to get up.
Diese Türkenmelodie. sich längst gelohnt, ein Zimmer möbliert. Wenn Nina Hagen immer das Gesicht verliert. Wenn André Heller sich nicht trainiert. Wenn sich Romy Hag die Beine rasiert. Wenn Udo Jürgens die Gesellschaft kritisiert. Josef Neckermann vorbei galoppiert.
Diese Zirkelmelodie. Demokratie, Industrie, Kakophonie, Monotonie, Idiotie, Batterie. Diese Zirkelmelodie. Diese Zirkelmelodie. Melodie. Diese Zirkelmelodie. Zirkelmelodie,
Melancholie.
Lese Zirkelmelodie,
Ramambuli.
Lese Zirkelmelodie.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Stavros, and you're listening to Too Cold to Cry on BFF.FM. Thanks so much for tuning in this evening for an hour-long set of post-punk music, which you may or may not find alienating. And in the interest of answering that question, we're going to conduct a quick poll in the studio. Twitter poll. Sans Twitter. You can tweet at Beatrix Gravesguard, Astral Protection. No, I'm sorry.
Tweet at Rich Radio.
Tweet at which sorry, which radio?
Which
who's on first?
It's WITCH.
Rich Radio.
Rich
Witch. WITCH Radio.
Yes.
About how alienated you feel right now.
Yeah.
And I mean by the music, not just by society in general and you know, the crushing forms of neoliberal capitalism. So I'm joined in the studio, as you're no doubt aware now, by Beatrix Gravesguard and also Just Danny. Danny Scoville.
That's my new name. Okay.
Yeah. Just Danny.
We're just going to go
just
with
Danny.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
Danny.
And so I want to ask you guys, how alienated do you feel right now?
I'm going to say like 30%.
30%. A hard 30.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Just Danny.
15.
15.
No, it's not that alienating.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right. No.
Very
that's
included.
Okay.
Very warm and happy.
It's a little cold.
It's a little cold, but it's not too cold.
Not too cold to cry.
So you both feel that you could weep right now. This is what I'm hearing you say.
You haven't had any tweets since May 30th, so I think you're good.
This is Nick Noir in the background, throwing shade. Throwing shade on which radio?
Only I
know
in Twitter shade. All right.
Yeah. Who tweets at me? You don't.
Tweet shade.
You
can't. Tweet shade. Tweet shade. Okay, so we got 15 and 30.
I could cry.
And then my silent co-host, do you want to throw up some fingers? Show me how alienated you feel right now. 5%?
Oh.
Okay, that's good. Okay,
I think
all right.
Five out of 10.
That's 50%.
Nick Noir, how alienated do you feel? I mean, you seem like you're in a pretty jovial mood right now. 79%. He gets like especially rambunctious the more alienated he feels. Interestingly, he starts to lash out at the society that's repressing him. Okay, all right. Well, I don't know if this means that I've failed or that I've like unwittingly succeeded at
something. I have some crossover news from
show
to yours.
Yeah.
I recently went to the Rosicrucian Museum, which has an occult research library.
Very cool.
You went there?
I did. I will go back anytime, by the way. And in the occult research library, I found a book of psychic Soviet secrets.
Nice.
From 1979.
I love the alliteration.
Yeah.
So is this actual like?
So I guess like the Soviets conducted a lot of like psychic experiments.
Ah, I see. It's like KGB material.
Yeah. So
yeah,
it was,
yeah,
there was
yeah.
a whole section on like weird Soviet psychic
totally.
Stuff.
Well, the nice thing about the psychic stuff is that like Ouija boards are cheap. Right?
Yeah.
You don't have to, like, spend a lot of money on research.
Ouija boards are so dangerous. You can get totally possessed.
Okay.
PSA. Don't
Is this what the Soviets concluded? Is that why the empire fell?
I've got to go back to the occult research library.
Yeah.
I've got to get back into the Soviets.
Psychic secrets. Yeah.
I could have spent all day in there.
I'm just imagining, like, Brezhnev... You know, with like divining rods,
yeah.
or like I'm just wondering, like how
the fonts were really great too.
I bet that they were great. Yeah. I mean, Cyrillic is fantastic to begin with, right? And then you know, you just add some like occult, you know, illuminated manuscripts to that, and
it's my new favorite library.
That's cool. Well, okay, so plug for the Rosicrucian Library.
Also, you know, I just feel like that was an overlap.
Oh,
absolutely.
Absolutely.
Show's about the Too Cold to Cry.
It's a friend diagram.
Friend diagram.
Yeah, that's what I like to call it.
And I had not given that exclusive news. I hadn't given that news on the
Nice, exclusives.
So.
Yeah. This is great. What a scoop. Okay, so we've got just a little bit more time left in the show. More music that you may or may not find alienating. I've apparently failed to alienate, I guess, about 3 out of 4 people in the studio. Nick Noir is so alienated, in fact, that he won't be doing a show tonight. But he will be a repeat broadcast, I think, of the JFK assassination show.
We'll see.
You're not doing a show?
No.
No, he can't. He's so alienated. He's lost lost all hope.
Lost all the will.
Lost all will to create. Okay. All right. So we got some more music coming at you. This is some more Actually, this is some French post-punk from Metropact. I really like this one. It's really dancey. So if you were holding back on the Friday night shut-in, hanging out in your bedroom alone, dance party, now's the time to break out those fancy moves. Thanks again for joining me in the studio, Beatrix and Just Danny.
Yes, anytime.
Okay.
Pleasure to be here.
Now for some more music. This is Too Cold to Cry. I'm your host, Stavros, on BFF.FM.
Neue telefonische Nummer, neuen Staaten, neuen Staaten.